Jam those hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you been blessed? For me, it's like we should just close and go home. Amen. Because I've been ushered into the presence of God already. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel God's presence heavily in this house this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us bow our heads as we pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for your many blessings. Oh, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. It's good to see you. Hallelujah. Turn to the next person. Tell the person, it's good to see you in church. Ah, Brother Ife, it's good to see you in church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's so sweet to know Jesus. We used to have one hymn like that. It's so sweet to think Jesus. Okay, to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, you trust him when you know him. Amen. Hallelujah. See, if there's anything you will have to take serious this end of the year, it's not missing the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, this morning, we'll be looking at God's word. My firm foundation. My firm foundation. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 14. Funny enough, that's even where we were meant to read this morning. 14, 15, and 16. So Isaiah chapter 14, I will just take verse 1 and 2. Meanwhile, I need someone on the keyboard because we're going to do some songs this morning. Do a few songs this morning. Amen. How many of us remember that song? Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can seek your... Hallelujah. Okay. Isaiah 14, 1 and 2, he said, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, amen, and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. The strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob. In fact, give it to me in NIV, please. NIV. Yes. He said, the Lord will have compassion on Jacob. Once again, he will choose Israel and will settle them in their own land. Amen. Foreigners will join them and unite with the descendants of Jacob. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Nations will take them and bring them to their own place. They don't steal your phone before they return them. Eh? Uh-huh. I once lost my phone inside Keke, and they bring it back to me. Hallelujah. It was Wire that lost that phone that day. We closed for midweek service on a Thursday, and we're going home. We're still in Gafari. And we enter Keke for this Ogudu, and we go home. And we go home, and we found out that she has, the thing fell from her pocket or something. But the phone got to us the next day, 2 days later, on Saturday, we got that phone. Hallelujah. In Lagos. Hallelujah. So he said, nations will take them and bring them to their own place. And Israel will take possession of the nations. So invariably what he's saying is that nations will submit themselves to you. Hallelujah. He says, and make them male and female servants in the Lord's land. Hallelujah. He said, they will make captives of their captors and rule over their oppressors. There's the way we used to say it. Say, what did they talk about bushmeat and hunter? He said,
Bushmeat, don't they pursue the hunter, Abby? So he said they will take their captors. So the people won't catch them before. Now they go come, only the people go submit themselves. So they are now in charge of their captors. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to do this song. We're doing Jesus, You're My Firm Foundation. How many of us know it? We will learn it even if we don't know it. Please display it for us. We need to learn it. Hallelujah. We just need to soak ourselves in the consciousness of what we have. It's our firm foundation. Hallelujah. And because we have him, it gives us confidence that we can go anywhere we want to go, trusting and knowing fully well that he is with us. He is in us and he's helping us. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your hope. Jesus, Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your hope. I put my hope in your hope. One more time, Jesus, Jesus. For me, of this I'm sure, of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, Jesus, yes. You're my firm foundation. Oh, I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. Hallelujah. Now, the second song I want us to sing is, I don't know if you know it, because this is very old school. Amen. Following Jesus every day by day, nothing can harm me. Eh? Do you have it there? Please display it. Following Jesus every day by day, nothing can harm me when he leads the way. Darkness or sunshine, whatever before, Jesus, my Savior, is my all in all. It's one old hymn. AG of those days. Hallelujah. Amen. But I just love the words. Hallelujah. Can we just learn it? Go back to the beginning. Yes. Following Jesus every day by day, nothing can harm me when he leads the way. Darkness or sunshine, whatever before. Jesus, my Savior, is my all in all. Following Jesus, every day by day. Nothing can harm me when he leads the way. Darkness or sunshine, whatever before. Jesus, my Savior, is my all in all. Amen. Now there's a third song. We have, okay, give me the third one. I have decided, yes, hallelujah. You know, when you make this decision, there's no turning back. The Bible says that no one puts his hand in the plow and look back his feet for the race. Have you seen Pastor NY in track before? You've not, but you've seen maybe probably Temelua's video. When you put your, when you are ready and you have kicked up and then you say you are in the field and then they say on your mark set, then you now lie down, say, you're not ready. No, you dress, call, you go run this race. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so, help me.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Hey,
I have decided.
Hey.
No turning back.
I have decided.
I have decided. So follow Jesus.
Yes, I have decided.
I have decided.
I've made up my mind.
So follow Jesus.
I will follow you no matter what happens.
Decided.
Yeah.
So follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
One more time, back.
I have decided.
Yeah. But this was what the old missionaries ran on, and he just gives them. They are not bothered about anything. He said, you take the whole world, just give me Jesus. And I'm satisfied with that. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to do that again. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. Are we ready? Oh, yeah.
I have decided.
Hey.
So follow.
Come on, stand
Jesus.
Up on your feet, everybody.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let me have 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We are set for this race. The devil came too late. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes the devil wants to stop you. He wants to stop you. All he wants to do is just stop you. So he brings distractions your way. Hallelujah. Christ, my firm foundation. So he brings distractions your way. Say, it's raining. It's raining. Or begins to bring some, your clothes is not well ironed. There's no need to go to church today. You know what he's after? He wants to steal the word. Because he knows that when God's servant shares God's word, it's going to hit you. It's going to do something in your life. So he's trying to rob you of the treasures, of the blessings you're going to hear. If you were in service this morning and you heard what Pastor Moyo was sharing, you will know that this is not something to miss. And that's what the devil wants. He said, relax now. After all, service, even if you miss that one, you go see your choir sing. So he's just giving you reasons for laxity so that you become lackadaisical about your faith. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 13. We'll take it to 20. So he says, food for the stomach and stomach for the food. There's this version that says food for the belly, belly for the food. It says food for the stomach, stomach for the food. But God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. I have seen people who eat. Have you seen what they call it? Is it glutton or gluten? Which one is correct? The correct people. Which one is correct? Have you seen people who, like, their life cannot, if you just say fast, you look past like a wicked person. They can't say, no, I can't. I must chop. Food for the belly, belly for the food. Say, but the Lord will destroy all of them. Say, because the body is not for immoral acts. It's not for food. It's not for all those sexual pleasure. It's not for the flesh. It's for God and God for the body. Next verse, please. And God both raised up the Lord and will. And God both raised up the. I beg, give me NIV. This Pastor Miwa's version is strong for me. Amen. Okay. Yes. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Hallelujah. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? The word King James will say, do you not know that your bodies are the temple? Hallelujah. It's part of Christ's body. Amen. Let me look for mommy. Come, please. Yes, mommy's cloth will fit what I want to describe. When he says your bodies are the temple of the Lord, see what he's talking about. You see, mommy, this mommy's fine cloth. You see, this my mommy's fine cloth. This is a different material. I hope you know. It's different from this one. Abi Beko. This one different from this one. But when Brother Sunday's wife wants to sew it, he will so do it that it will match. You are seeing the yellow, you're seeing the yellow. You think they come from the same family. They're not from, but they are now knit together. Are you getting it? Good. I've seen some people who sew different. You will see in a particular cloth they wear. You will see Ankara, you will see Ashoke, you will see Damas, you see it. But when they make and finish, everything they knit together. So that's what he's saying. God is saying, these two don't jam. They don't date together. There's not, it's inseparable. Mommy, thank you. God bless you. So that's what he's saying. He said, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? So you are now in Christ and Christ in you. There is no separation. Hallelujah. So there's no saying like some of us we do. We give excuses. Say, in our family, we are short-tempered. We are short-circuited. We any small thing, they make us the para. You have gone out of that family. You are now in the family of Christ himself. Amen. Peter the para. That's why when they came to the garden to carry Jesus, they forced him to the guy break sword outside like a worry boy and cut one of the soldiers' ears. He has short temper. But guess what? When the Holy Spirit came on Peter, what happened? He became a very meek person. He said, and Peter be this. Peter, when they waylay people for road, he changed. Look at Paul, Apostle Paul. He was the head of Boko Haram. Yes, now, he be senior bandit. Paul, kill people. He said, kill him. He said it himself. He was oppressor of the saints. But Paul, come be with it, they give those glass. Paul, no, they respond. He said, if they give you once, I turn you. He said, Paul began to preach peace, mercy, love. He said, love. Even when they throw you for prison, he said, love. Hey, Paul. Paul, make we ask Brother Stephen about Paul. Paul say, no, show that meek side. That's what the Holy Spirit does in the life of anybody. So I'm saying that whatever family you come from, short family, tough family, para family, anything, once you enter here, it's transformed. You have changed. Like the Bible says in the book of Romans 12. It said, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So you're not in Ajagbodudu family anymore, where all they do is just, I know one family back in the East. All they know to do is just weed and sex and all that. And all of the family is wiped out today. Yes, because once AIDS crept into the family, it took everybody. Yes. So when they say, come in here, it's a safe harbor for everyone. Safe harbor for everyone. So be ye moved into this very place because it's our sure foundation. Hallelujah. Next verse, please. Okay, cool. Go back. Did I finish that? Yes. Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Hallelujah. This mummy's cloth that we're talking about now. Just imagine you want to take Ankara and sew it with nylon. I won't walk. Or with iron. Ankara, and it can't walk. Say, do you now take the body of Christ that has Christ has come inside you and now merge it with prostitute? No. Could it work? It won't. Next verse. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? So you think that just to go in there and come and you've carried something. And sometimes people are wondering what is wrong with you, what is wrong. They can't tell because there are deposits. For it is said, the two will become what? One flesh. May God help us in Jesus' name. Next verse, please. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in what? Spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes people look at you and they say, but he's a Christian, no? And they're anticipating and expecting that the Spirit of God will be so full in your life and all that. But what they are seeing you manifest is something shocking. And they are wondering where that Spirit came from. It came from a brother. And you feel not even see the gift of brother, but because you have entangled, the Bible says that he who has chosen this path does not entangle himself with the works of darkness. Why? Because you will not invite in cure strange spirits into your body. Yes, the food is good. You prepared it nicely, like Idabasi. You prepared the food. It's nice. It's sweet. It's palatable. Very pleasing in the eyes and good for the stomach. But then the process, as you carry and they come, Yamayama germs disease, the exposure to all those things have entered. And then when you eat and for your mind, you have eaten. Now when you land for hospital, you will know what you have taken. That's what he's talking about. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Next verse, please. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. If you go to the hospital today, you will see shocking things. You know, sometimes even people think that, not even people think, I've heard it. There's a friend of mine, we're in the same old school group. He said, he talks like a bushman most of the time. In this day and age, a big man of 50 plus will say that AIDS is not real. It's the trick of the white men to deceive people from enjoying pleasures. And the same person came and he said, adultery is for adults. Where are you getting all this your code from? So he's using it to lure people. You know, some people, when they are deep neck in something, they are looking for, what do you call them? Accomplices. They are looking for allies. They are looking for people who will be with them in that shoes. Once upon a time, somebody called me and said, not too long ago, there's an opportunity to travel and blah, blah, blah. And this is that. But the condition is that, what's the condition? No one person just say, but. I said, okay, what's the condition? Then you will be somebody's husband as you want to go. Is it other than Mrs. Ajere? Okay. This Mrs. Ajere, I will not marry that one, join this one that I'm carrying, that God is helping me. Amen. Hallelujah. No, let me stay with my blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. And shockingly, I know somebody who is a pastor that took the opportunity. I am telling you, yes. She has traveled now. That pastor, her husband is a pastor here in a church. She is a pastor in another church. And she traveled abroad with somebody else that they paired her with. That's now her husband that traveled with her to the UK. Church, amen. Be not deceived. So when she got to UK, the person that is orchestrating the move is doing it in the form of I'm helping you. So when you tell him tomorrow that this one he's seen, he will say, shut up. The process will bring you here, he clean. You know, that's what people do. They just want to look for people to say, I beg, not talk for you. I beg, more not open our dirty linen outside. Because he has lured you into, that's what happens. If you read the book of Proverbs, it describes everything about prostitutes. I don't know how, in fact, describe the Lord, say, the way to our house is the road that leads to death. But you know, people still take the boldness and still go till now. People at will still go to Britain. Even when Bible has described that the path to our house leads to death, say there is no good that can come out of her. And that's where, after that verse, it describes, it say, for one who sleeps with her becomes like a loaf of bread. That thing that Sepa will always describe. I saw it, I read it. Say, becomes like a, is it loaf or crumb of bread? Like crumb of bread. So a whole man, Agbalagba, become reduced to crumb. You know what's crumb? The particles, when they fall, as they break bread to eat, becomes like a crumb of bread. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. Next verse. Yes, he said, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Paul said, I am not my own anymore. The things I do now, I do not control. I do not tell myself, go here, go there. It's the Spirit of God that is now in charge of me. And that's the reason why sometimes when you hear pastor preach, you say, don't judge me, give Pastor Muyo. I do not judge you, give him. He says, see it. He said, do you not know that your bodies are the temple of... So it's no longer yours. He said, who is in you, whom you have received from God. So he has the opportunity to reveal. You go there, your pastor there. Is he pastor the press computer? He there in house or he there office? You see, not to say God, nothing reveal things. Amen. So you they do one kind. That's what we call it, orukuruku. You they hide. Yes, you have dodged from everybody. Nobody's seeing you, but the Spirit of the Lord is seeing you. Once upon a time, we told a story in church those days when we were young about one boss. He's a deacon in church. And then he told his sister in the choir that he wants to help the sister get a job in his office. And then the sister came for interview. Only for Brother Deacon to lock office door. And tell sister, say, before I go give sister the job. If you don't even catch him, sister for church. Say, before I go give sister the job, sister will sleep with him. Sister said, brother. He said, leave brother. This is office. This is not church. He said, okay. Brother, lock window. Brother, lock door everywhere. Sister said, are you ready? Brother Deacon said, yes. So sister said, you don't lock door, you don't lock window, but you never lock up. So if you can lock the eyes of the Lord from seeing us, then go ahead and do what you want to do. Something hit him heavily. His conscience wouldn't let him. He almost dropped. Yes, you may hide it from everyone. They may not see it. But the eyes of the Lord. The Bible says he runs all over the earth and he sees everything. There's nothing hidden from him. And that's why David will always come down in the humblest form. I say, Lord, here am I. You see my uprising. You see my down sittings. You know what David is actually saying? He said, God, you know my most charging point when I'm high in spirit. And you see my weakest point when I go hide for he. They watch another man wife when they bath. So David is describing for God how his lowest point. I say, God, you know all. Amen. Amen. I know the amen is not big for this time, but let the Spirit of God prick your heart. Hallelujah. Because we all must enjoy what we have in Christ. And this happens when we come clean, when we come broken, we come to him openly. And that's the only way he can help us. Hallelujah. Amen. Next verse. It says you are not your own. Hallelujah. It says you were bought at a price. He paid. What did he pay with? His life. Amen. His life. So let's not treat it with levity. Let's not treat it with levity. I saw one guy. He ministers in church. So he will sing on Sunday, very lovely voice. He will sing and people will be blessed. On Monday, now Osha Raymond. Osha Raymond and Peace Square. But on Sunday, glory be to God. You don't need that. You are either in or out. Amen. Stay in or stay out. Hallelujah. You were bought with a price. His life. It cost him his life. See, it's very painful when... So let's say Mrs. D buys... I'm looking for something very, very expensive. Let's say a phone, iPhone. What's the highest of iPhone now? You go know. I'm not saying you go know. This is what they like iPhone. Amen. iPhone 16. What's the price range? Nobody want to talk to Amata. All of them use iPhone 16. Who buy it for you? How much is iPhone 16? If how much is iPhone 16? How much? I'm not saying you go know. You don't know? Okay. Esther, how much is iPhone 16? Sister Happiness, so yeah, tell us how much is iPhone. You know how much? Hey. So if a person give you the phone and say, you don't even know the what, let me make the thank you not go big, so no need to add that. I was thinking of buying for somebody before. Temelo, how much is iPhone 16? 1.4. You see, we're ready to get iPhone 16. You will get, which of the version do you use? 14. You'll get 16 very soon. Your mom will buy it. Amen. So, let's say Mrs. D buys iPhone 16. So, he said it's around 1.4. It's not too much to buy for you, Abby. I know your mommy loves you too much. More than that, he can do it. Hallelujah. But I know one thing. He's always, he comes as a gift. Your birthday has passed, Abby. Don't worry. We never celebrate. I always celebrate a gift. Phone will come. I was in one of Temelua's birthday, and he got a phone. Was it the last one or the year before last? And he got a phone. Yes, iPhone. I'm sure it was iPhone. Good. You didn't. Now you not get better relationship. Somebody just going to say, what do you want? And he just casually just said it. He didn't plan it. I think he just said it. And he was, the person came with the phone and gave him that. That's what happened. Huh? You did that. You don't know the Jesus said it. Hallelujah. So, but I'm saying that it will be hurting when his mom buys a phone. 1.4, and gives to him. And then he carries that phone and gives to Omo Babalola. And give Omoba. And Oba, you know, Oba gets what do they call that toy motor where they do for that one, that type of person, when you want to say, the wine, can't leave and call the. So Oba thinks this phone is that his car. And he begins to, When the mother sees that thing, what do you think will happen? Hey, she's not even seeing phone. She's saying, my 1.4. You know that is abuse, right? Because that means he doesn't know the worth of what's given to him. And he has given it to a child. For what it concern the beginning. The beginning don't even know the amount. What it concern fowl with corn. He don't know how much the seller, he go chop him. So the child will play with it. He paid. He said, you were bought. Bought. You know what it be bought? Buy. He buy us. We were bought from the hands, from the bondage of the devil. With his life, he paid an awesome price. You were bought. This is not 1.4 now. We were bought with the price of his life. He said, therefore, honor God with your bodies. That is the prerequisite for what he did to redeem us from the curse of the law. Ordinarily, he who sins must die. But we were lost, deep lost in sin. But he paid his life. He gave his life as a ransom for us. Before we continue, give me Romans 5. Please. Romans 5. Quickly. He paid the price for us to be redeemed. Not only that, so that we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So he gave us his place. Here on earth. Romans 5, verse 8. Go back. Verse 1. Look at what he said. Look at what he said from verse 1. He said, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How? Verse 8. Go to verse 8. He says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ what? Died for us. So he paid that price for us to be set free, for us to be redeemed. And now, he didn't just save us. He said, he called us and said, having been justified, as verse 1 said, he said, now we have been proclaimed, announced as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you look at verse 20-21, you will see where it says, now ye are ambassadors of Christ. You represent Christ. Pastor was teaching us, I think it was Upper Week when he was talking about ambassador. Said an ambassador of a country represents the country and is the food, water, anything that he wants from there, from that is that they will give him. You can't force salad on him if he, salad don't be food. He will eat what he wants to eat from his place. You will treat him with respect, even though he's in your land. He represents a country. He has immunities. Hallelujah. Say, ye are ambassadors, you represent Christ. Yes, you are in this world. Even when the world is filled with darkness, you say, but you are light, you are Christ. He said, because you represent him. He said, God, no, verse 20. Yes, he said, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So don't just stay out there lost. A price has been paid. So what he's saying actually in essence is that Mrs. D has paid for the phone. How much is the phone? 1.4. I told Temelua, see the receipt, go and collect. He collect. He tried for boss. He did go ask. So many people are walking aimlessly. They've lost the price that was paid for them. They don't even care. And they are still wallowing in darkness. No, he said, come back, be reconciled to God, because a price has been paid. Whether or not you take it, it's been paid. So it's like a child that they don't pay for fees for you, and you refuse to go to school. And you refuse to go to school. Fee, how much is your school fees? Oh, you don't know. I know it's expensive because it's a private school. It's a private university. So now you imagine that your father paid your school fees. And you sit at home. Fee, are you not going to school? You say, no. They will cook rice for this house next week. I don't want to go. Because of that rice, I want to chop that rice. You think he will be happy? No. Why? He wants you to go and take advantage of what he has paid for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So Christ has paid the price for us. As you stay and not take advantage of it, any spot you run, call me Pastor Headache, Pastor A, Pastor A, this, the, you know, God is just, Christ is just looking like, does this child even know what he has? Hallelujah. And that's why he said, we've been blessed with all blessings. You must know who you are and what you have, whose you are. Amen. So let's wrap people up. What verse did we stop? Are we in 20 yet? 1 Corinthians 6. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, give me John chapter 12. John 12, 26. We must know that we're not alone. Hallelujah. So whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. There's great gain in following him. Remember that song we sang, following Jesus every day by day. There's great gain in following him. Amen. Because God honors those will follow his son. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something in the book of, we'll just quickly look at this as I get ready to close. Luke chapter 9, verse 28, quickly. Luke 9, 28. We have the same thing in Matthew 16. Okay, Luke 9, 28, quickly, be fast, please. Luke 9, 28. I want us to just look all of them, about four of them, quickly. Luke 9, 28, he said, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up to the mountain to pray. Is that? Give me Matthew 16, 26, please. Matthew 16, 26. He said, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? Amen. Was this what? Okay. I think I'm missing something there. Hallelujah. Let's see Mark. Mark 8:36. He's talking about, that's what he was talking about. Whoever wants to follow me must carry his cross and come with me. Let's see Mark 8:36. I hope that Mark 8:36. I had it in Mark in okay. So what good is it for someone? Okay, I used another version when I was preparing. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Just like he said in Matthew. It was in Matthew, it's in Mark, it's in John, and here also. So what basically he's saying is that what will it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? He said, come, follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. A lot of people think that if they follow Jesus fully, wholeheartedly, that they have a lot to lose because there are things they will not be able to do. So what's almost in their mind is, after, maybe later, not now. I was evangelizing and talking, preaching to someone, and I was talking about accepting Jesus. They say, I hear everything what you talk, oh, I like receiving Jesus. I say, but I like one like in 2 years' time. I said, why? He said, get some things when he don't line up for himself when he want to do. I said, And I said, okay, can you share with me what are those things? He said, bros, there are some I can't tell you. I said, yeah, okay, like, wait, you tell me some now. So I found out that some of the things that he's talking about that he doesn't want to talk about, what he's actually dodging from is that if he accepts Jesus now, he will not be able to do those things. I say, yeah. And you think Jesus can give you all of these things? You know what he asked me? He said, ask Jesus to take your old boy money now. They're like, what? I said, if he gives you the kind of money he can give you, you don't need to do your own. So that's what's in his head. So if he joins your own now, this Jesus will spoil this. He's not going to feel it. So that's where I was asking. Jesus, I want to give you a whole boy. Just imagine. So somebody has toasted one girl, one fine girl, and the girl said, he's coming next week, can you appreciate to him? And I said, bros, no, wait, I beg. Bros, I got one runs for weekend. I beg, after that runs, Jesus, will come into my life. This is sweet Jesus we're talking about, too. This is sweet Jesus we're talking about. Hallelujah. Pastor was preaching upper week when he was talking about the woman, when Jesus met the woman at the well. He didn't have any bucket, any fetcher. But he didn't even need a fetcher even to get water. And he was even telling the woman, the water I will give you, if you drink it, you will be satisfied. You won't need this well anymore. So whatever it is we think can keep Jesus waiting for our pleasure is nothing compared to what Jesus can give you. Hallelujah. Amen. John 12:26. You can't do this race alone. You need him. That's why he's our firm foundation. We need him. Hallelujah. Tell the next person to you. Tell the next person to you. Tell the person, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. Yes, because he's our firm foundation. Hallelujah. John 12:26. Okay, he said, whoever serves me must follow me. Yes, that's what I was looking for. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Say, take up your cross and follow me. Then go to 24 to 25. The same John, verse 24 and 25. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. It remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And that's what Jesus did for us. One single man died. And then what happened? We started seeing exploits everywhere. Hallelujah. People raising things for the kingdom, doing exploits for the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Romans 12, finally. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Romans 12, verse 1. It said, we must be transformed. We must not conform. We must not... when we're in secondary school, my guys used to say, they would say, if you can't beat them, what? Join them. No. If you can't beat them, leave them. Hallelujah. Because they will lure you into what you are better than. Romans 12, verse 1. It says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies what? A living sacrifice. Meaning that there are sacrifices that are dead. You can't give God a dead sacrifice. He doesn't need it. A living sacrifice. I've seen people go to the river. They don't take dead goats to the river. They don't take dead chicken to the river. They take what? A living chicken. I don't know what they chop and say. There are people swimming and they catch those things. They say, once they touch water, they catch it. There's a feed area for nothing. They will throw a crate of Mirinda. I have one friend those days, Tony. Even the one you put for Shira for your company, he will come and drink it. He will say, the earth is the laws and the fullness thereof. The woman be never see drink, meaning I drink. They give one juju where not get head and leg, enough to talk nonsense. We'll carry it and drink. He said that you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy and what? Pleasing to God. When you go to some places, market is not one of those places I think of when I'm based on what I want to say now. When you go to the bank in the morning or maybe go to some good office, nice, sweet office, somebody welcomes you and say, good morning, how may we help you? You see a pleasant presence welcoming you. If it's market, Sherry can be anything. But if it's office, it's cozy. I'm just trying to describe what is pleasing. He said, holy and pleasing to God. You ask yourself, as I'm asking myself, am I pleasing to God? Even the things I come here to do in church or that I do on the streets, in my house, in the office, are they pleasing to God? Am I pleasing to God? It's a question for us to ponder on. Am I pleasing to God? Holy and pleasing to God. He said, this is your true and proper worship. Not the one you just only lift hand here. No. At home, are you pleasing to God? The New King James will say, which is your reasonable service? Say, this is our true and proper worship. This is our reasonable worship, our reasonable service to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 2. He said, do not conform to the pattern of this world. He said, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If somebody is giving you information on the phone, it depends on what they are telling you. Eh? There's kind of information somebody will be giving you on your phone, eh? You are receiving a call. Your heart will be panting. Have you noticed that? Eh? They say, hey, they just enter our village now. And it's your family person telling you what happened at home. Your heart will be racing. It won't be as calm as initially when you started receiving the call. Hello? Are you getting what I'm saying? Or they tell you that, you're picking. As they were going to school, and they've not told you anything, no? As they were going to say, what's going to happen? He said, one red color car, when they come, some people carry flag. Hey, what's going to happen? You want to know what's going to happen? He said, so one fine lady, will you tell me what's going to happen? Okay, so what's going to happen? You want to know. Your heart is racing. Your mind is. That is how he said, do not conform to the pattern of this world. He said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whatever affects your mind reflects in your whole life. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says that as a man thinks, so what? Is he? So he is. As a man thinks, so he is. So if you're thinking failure, 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 left, left, left. This exam that is coming, I know I have already failed. You will fail. You are right. You are correct. You will fail. One guy went home. A load of the class, he went home. And Papa, they wait for him, forget it. Where the result? Where's your result? He said, Daddy, wait, let me tell you first. You know that boy where we say, I always carry first our class. Papa said, hey, yes. Chukudi say, hey. Say, he failed. So what is he trying to tell you, Papa? Say, no, go expect. If the first person, if the best student in my class fail, Papa, you know now. So he's already trying to suggest to his father that don't expect anything. So we all know, he's already suggesting to his father, don't expect anything good from me. So if you think you're going to fail, you will fail very well. How about loading your mind with the scriptures based on what God has told you? You will read, though. We will not say not read, read. But he says that you have been blessed with all blessings, okay? So when you read and you tell the Holy Spirit, the Bible says he will bring to your remembrance all things. And then you go into that exam with the expectation that, I am blessed of the Lord. The Bible says the memory of the righteous is what? Blessed. I have tried it. It works for me. I'm running a program. I'm the best in my class right now. I saw my score last week. And I was, wow. I came home. I was telling Mrs. Ajira, give me very good food. He said, wait, I scored 93. 93. And you see other people score 80, whatever, whatever. My wife, even instead of Atovun, appreciate me. Tell me, say, but you'll be Baba for the class now. You see everybody. What do you concern me? I passed. What do you concern me? Amen. Yes. Because I wasn't expecting to come anything less. Even one of my lecturers said, if you had gotten anything less than 90, I've a verse on you. Amen. Yes. So meaning that you can go to school with the mind that, or go into your exam with the mind that I am the one that they will take in this, I'm the one that will pass this. Or you're going for an interview. You can go with the assurance that if they have got to take only one person, I am the one. Hallelujah. Have you seen some people go for interview? He said, I just want to go for this interview. I don't say they don't get who they want to take, Sha. I don't say they don't get who they want to take, Sha. Then you need to come back to midweek and listen to Pastor Miwa's testimony again. Because whether you have a man or not, connection or not, God can place you as the one they will take. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why the word of God is there. By the renewing of your mind. So then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. What do you think is God's will for you? Jeremiah 29:11. What did he say? He said, my plans, my purpose, my will concerning you, they are thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you what? A future and a hope that will not be dashed. Hallelujah. God, not they fail. He not go feel fall in hand. Why? Because he is God. That's what makes him God. He said, Lord, I will help you. I will help you. He said, those that gang up against you, he said, they will be as nothing. He said, with the breath of his nostrils, he will blow them up. They will be as no, you won't see them. The only thing he asks of us is present your bodies. A living sacrifice. Let me walk with you. Let me help you. Let us bow down our heads this morning. We can make it a prayer. Lord, help me. I know it's a whole lot out there. Lord, help me. Lord, I'm counting on you. Help me. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never. He said, when they keep Israel, I neither sleep nor slumber. I will keep you. I will help you. I will help you. The Bible even describes him that he goes ahead of us and make every crooked path straight. That's his help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I don't want to do this alone. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. He has even given us his help already because he said, I am going away for your own good, that I'm sending you the comfort that the Holy Spirit will help you. It will comfort you. It will teach you all things. It will be with you. It will help you through. It will give you, expose all the secrets you need. Le mahanda badados. Elimande rikendo shanda brana mande vrene no sotoya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.